Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right, on this Thursday morning, getting ready for the weekend, and Saturday, the second leg of the Triple Crown will be run, the Preakness Stakes at Pimlico, and there is a horse with a local connection because that horse's name is Gosger. Yes, named after the former Major League Baseball player from Port Huron, still makes his home here, Jim Gosger. He's on the line with us right now. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How's everything down there?
We're hanging in there. When did you first learn that there was a horse named after you?
You know, this all happened probably about 4 years ago. Donna Clark and her husband were big New York Met fans, and evidently she must have saw my timeline or something that I played with the Mets. She remembers me from 69. She was only 10 years old, but her and her husband, I had no idea that they were involved with horse racing. And she had contacted me and asked me if they could be my friend. And I said, absolutely. And she wanted a baseball card, and I sent that to her. And come to find out that they were involved with horse racing, and they had this horse called Nyquist, and he won the Kentucky Derby. Well, they were breeding horses in Florida. They have a regular stable down there, and they're very well known. He passed away, I think, about 3 years ago. He had a cancer, I believe. She continued with the horse racing, and she got involved in everything that he had, and she has two sons that also are involved in this. And she contacted me when this foal was born 2 years ago. She contacted me and she said, Jim, I want to name this horse after you. And I said, what? She said, yep. She says, you're one of my favorites. She says, we talk, and she said, you're so friendly, and you love your animals. And she says, I just want to name this horse after you. The first name that they were going to give to the horse was Kenny Boswell, who she was in love with when she was 9 years old. She thought he was probably the nicest and the best-looking man she ever saw. Well, anyway, they couldn't use his name because it was already used sometime during the horse racing career. Somebody had named him. So she says, I want to name him Jim Gosker. I want to name him Gosker. So she showed me a picture of this young colt. She said, Jim, hopefully in 3 years, he'll be in the Kentucky Derby. And I said, Donna, I said, I'm praying that good happens for him. Mm-hmm. Well, this year would have been the third year where he didn't qualify for the Kentucky Derby, but he had three other races where he won three of them. So he was qualified to get into the Preakness. And she contacted me a couple weeks ago and she said, Jim, we might be in the Preakness. Huh. I said, Donna, are you serious? She says, oh yeah. She says, I'll keep you posted. Well, last Friday, she contacted me, and she said, we're in. I said, are you kidding? She says, no, we're in the Preakness. And I said, Donna, I am so thrilled about this. I said, I've never been involved in anything like this. And I said, what a nice compliment that you paid and given this horse my name. I'm hoping that he does real well in the Preakness. And she said, Jim, I wish you could be here. I said, Donna, if I had somebody to take care of my animals, I said, I have five cats and a dog here. My wife passed away in 2024 on January 1st. And I said, it's just me and my little animals. I have a daughter in town here and her husband, and I have a sister that lives in Lansing. And I said, that's all I have. That's my family. And I said, I would love to be there. I said, but you know I'm going to be cheering. And I said, I'm going to place a bet on it. And it was funny because she says, well, how much do you want to place on it? Well, the first thing I says, I'd like to bet $50 for him to win. And I said, give me your address. I'm going to send you a check. She says, you're not sending me anything. I said, Donna, what are you saying? She says, my treat. I said, Donna, you don't have to do this. She said, Jim, I want to do it. A couple of days later, we talk every day. And mm-hmm. A couple of days later, I called her and I was talking to her. I said, Donna, I want to change the bet. She says, what do you want to change? I says, I want 30 to win, 10 to place, 10 to show. So at least hopefully he will win, but if he doesn't, hopefully he might come in second or third. I says, I'm so darn excited. Everybody I've talked to, I've had the Detroit News has contacted me. I don't know if you know Brian Marshall.
I don't know Brian Marshall, no.
He's going to contact you anyway. Told me it was. He's writing a book on my life. And a book will be coming out hopefully in June, the middle of June. Everything is squared away. There was a gentleman in Kansas City that originally was going to write my story. He sent me a tape recorder. I sent him about 12 tapes. He wanted me to start from when I started playing Little League here in town. And until I went up and played high school ball, college ball, I was in college for only 1 year, and then I went up to professional baseball. But he's been, him and John Nagowski is another, they were writers here in town.
Yeah.
And Brian and John got together, and they said, this gentleman from Kansas City was almost had my book completed. He had a girl that was taking care of it, writing everything up, and all of a sudden he passed away. And it was very sad for me. He was really a nice man. And then Brian come up and he said, I want to try and do this. So we got together. We've been talking. We finally got it finalized. It's going to be Goose on the Loose. That's going to be the name of the book. But I told him, I said, Brian, one thing I want you to do is dedicate the book to my dad. Because I said, my dad was my whole life, my dad and mother. I said, I'm living now in the same house that I was born and raised in.
Wow.
We moved into this house on 7th and Many in 1947. And I can sit on the porch and give great memories of me playing catch with my dad. He taught me to play. I was 8 years old. We had the first Little League in Port Huron. That was the first time that Little League was in Port Huron. And I got on it. They got me on a team called Michigan National Bank. And I played Little League for the 5 years from 8 till 12. And when I was 12, we went undefeated. We were 20-0.
Wow.
We were really a good team. But my dad would always take me down to the Tiger game. So we go down to the Tiger game, and we're sitting in left field. And his two favorite teams were the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. And he says, we're sitting there, and he says, who's that in left field? I said, Dad, I don't know. They were playing the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. He says, that's Ted Williams. I says, oh, okay. And he looks at me, and he says, someday you're going to be out there. And I looked at him, and I said, Dad, I'm 8 years old. He said, you know, I mean, that was his dream.
Mm-hmm.
And when it come time at my senior year in high school, I was playing some recreation ball for a traveling team down in Marysville. Jimmy Masters was the manager, and we were traveling around with just basically hardball on the weekends. And we had, my dad said, this one guy called from the Chicago Cubs. He said, we'd like to talk to you. So Dad invited him over. He came over to the house, very nice man, older gentleman. And he sat down with my dad and he said, this is what we'd like to do for Jim. We'd like to sign him and just let him play. And my dad says, well, okay, let me let me think about this for a week. My dad's favorite teams were Detroit and the Boston Red Sox. Mm-hmm. Well, about a week later, this guy from the Cleveland Indians came, knocked on the door, and he came in, and he was kind of a smart aleck, and he was saying, well, we don't think Jim can make the major leagues, but we'd like to give him a chance to play. And with that, my dad grabbed him by the back of the neck. I'll never forget it. And he threw him out.
Wow.
He said, get out of here. He says, my son can work for the city and make more money than you're offering. So I'm looking at Dad. I'm saying, Dad. And he says, never mind. So about a week later, we get a call from my grandfather had known this gentleman from Detroit who was a scout with the Boston Red Sox. His name was Maurice DeLuf. Very nice man. And invited him over. He came in. He talked to Dad. And, of course, Dad was excited because this is the Red Sox. This is his big deal. And Maurice said to my dad, he said, this is what we'd like to do. We're going to give him a signing bonus, and we're going to give him a progressive bonus. And my dad says, well, what do you mean progressive bonus? She says, every time he moves up a classification, he will get a bonus. And they signed me, I don't know, I think for $10,000 or $15,000, which is a lot of money at that time. But he says, where is he going to play? And he says, well, we're going to assign him to Pocatello, Idaho, which was Class C ball. And my dad says, okay. So we sign the contract. I go to spring training. And when you're in spring training, we were in Ocala, Florida, and there was all the players were there that they were furnishing for all different teams. Now, but at that time, there was Class D, C, B, A, AA, AAA. That was their minor league affiliate. So guess who was my batting instructor?
Who?
Then Ted Williams.
Oh, my goodness. How about that?
I am just ecstatic meeting this Ted Williams. And the great thing about it was all of the we would go in the batting cage. You'd go in the batting cage and swing, and you'd come out, and he'd say nothing when you were in the batting cage. Mm-hmm. When you come out, he said, let's try this. I went, okay, you know, and he taught me what he wanted to do. He says, now, another thing, you're not going to go to Pocatello, Idaho. And I said, okay, why? He says, because you're better than that. He says, you're going to go to Winston-Salem, which was Class B. So I go to Winston-Salem, and I played there. I had a great year there. I hit, I think, 285. I had 19 home runs and about 85 runs batted in. Back then, it's different from now. When you signed signed a contract, you were assigned to that. You were bound to that club for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And something that I never thought about or anything. But anyway, after the season in 1962, I get a call from the Red Sox, and they said, "You're going to go to spring training with the big club." And my dad says, well, "What does that mean?" He said, "That means we are protecting you for the whole year."
Wow.
He says, well, what happens then? Because he's on the major league roster for the whole year. So the whole year of 1963, I got to be with the major league team. And it was a great experience. And Johnny Pesky was the manager. And as the season began, he said, Jim, he says, I'll use you whenever I can. But he says, I want you to observe how major league baseball is played. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay. Yep, whatever. And I played a few games, but I only got the bat a few times. And the one time we were in Detroit, was near the end of the year, and I have all kinds of people down there cheering for me. And he come up to me in about the sixth inning, he said, get a bat. And I said, well, he said, get a bat, you're going to hit. And he knew that, you know, this was my hometown.
Yeah, yeah.
You go ahead and hit. Well, I go up to bat, and Frank Larry is the pitcher. Now, my dad thought Frank Larry was one of the best with Detroit. Anyway, I get up there. I got the shakes. You know, I'm only 20 years old, and I get up to bat. The first pitch he threw me was a slider away, ball one. The next pitch he threw me a fastball. I hit a line drive into center field. And to this day, I say Billy Bruton could have caught the ball, but he let it drop.
Isn't that something? Good for you.
And they got the ball for me. I'm standing on first base, and I'm just as happy as ever. And I look out, and Frank Larry looked at me, and he tipped his hat. He knew it was my first hit. And I was so thrilled. My dad was in tears. My mom was in tears. And after the game, I went into Johnny Pesky. I said, "Skip, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity." He said, "Jim, it was a thrill." And, you know, Paul, that's something, if you talk to any young player and ask him his best and biggest thrill, he'll tell you 90% of the time it was his first major league hit.
I'll bet. Yeah. And I'm so glad that they're writing this this book. I can't wait to read about it. What a cool career you had, and what a great baseball life. And we will all be cheering on for Gosger in the Preakness this Saturday. I think that's really exciting, and I really appreciate you sharing your story with us this morning, Jim.
Well, Paul, I know that you're friends with my daughter, Michelle Caldwell.
Yeah, yeah.
She's one of my daughters.
Well, how about that?
If you're ever around, please stop over to my house. I'm right on the corner of 7th and Minnie. I'd love to have you over and have a coffee or have a beer when you're done work. I'm always here. I don't go anywhere. It's just me and my little animals. But well, I love company.
I appreciate that. Jim, thanks so much. Thanks for giving us some of your time this morning. And we'll be watching the Preakness this Saturday. We'll look forward to that book, too. Jim Gosger, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Paul. Right. Thanks for calling, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.